welcome to a careers podcast. Janine Stott, a Warwick Early Childhood Studies graduate, speaks about her training to become a hospital play specialist at a live careers event in January 2008.
I graduated in July, so only just, and this time last year I had the, oh my God, what am I going to do with the rest of my life, panic. So I've adopted my presentation around that, so all the questions I wanted to know about hospital play, I've hopefully answered for you in this. And it was during my early childhood studies degree that I kind of got the pro play buzz, and I was very much like, oh, this is so wonderful, the social, emotional, developmental things it does. And I'm currently studying on the course, and I'm going to have to read the title because it's very complicated and we never really use it, but it's a BTEC Professional Diploma in Specialised Play for Sick Children and Young People. So that's a one-year course, and I'm on that at the moment at Southwark College in London, and you have to do a placement with that too, and I'm at Great Ormond Street Hospital doing that. I moved down to London to complete the course, and I'm a nanny part-time to help me live in London. So what is a hospital play specialist? We're not a play therapist. And when I tell people what I do, I get the, you're a what? So this is what we do. We're the child development experts on the ward, and we aim to make the child and their family stay as anxiety-free and as positive as possible. It's very much about, even though we are the play specialists, it's about the holistic child, which does include the family and the siblings. So you do work with everybody. We prepare children for the procedures they're going to go through at an appropriate level. So that ranges from, if a child has been diagnosed with cancer, then you explain that to them at an appropriate level, and you kind of use the word, or you've got a lump instead of you've got a tumour, and you kind of direct it at an appropriate level for them. You can also prepare children for surgery. So if they're going in for a certain thing, children often have the idea of a surgeon coming at them with a big knife and carving them open, which evidently isn't what happens, so you just explain that to them. And you can also prepare them for things like blood tests, which, I mean, are never nice. Anyone who's given blood, children are scared. You just help them understand what is going to happen and why it's happening. We also provide distraction during procedures. So again, blood tests, they're not the nicest things. So you just distract the children, reading from blowing bubbles with them, reading stories, singing songs, anything to distract them from looking at the needle in their arm. We can provide therapeutic play, which can range from, if you have a needle-phobic child, first of all, you go through a play programme with them. So you start off just with general play, gaining their trust, and then you can move on to playing with syringes. Not like kind of the drug-taking syringes, but hospital-appropriate syringes, just so they can see that they're not as scary as originally perceived. We paint with them, we do different things with them. And then you introduce needles to them. So you take the fear out of these objects, which children build up this big panic around, and then we make the doctors' lives easier as the children don't scream down the hospital every time they've got a needle coming near them. And also, a lot of children are very anxious when they come into hospital. So we can, through messy play, through different plays, take away their anxieties, open up means of communication so they can discuss the fears which originally they've not been able to do. And we also run the playroom and provide general play to, because obviously if you're staying in hospital, it can be a bit boring. And so we just provide the general play for the child there. We become an advocate for the child and their family. A lot of parents and children see doctors and nurses, this big authority figure, don't like to ask them questions. And if they've been explained the illness once, they think, oh, I can't remember what they've said, and don't want to ask them again. So the parents and children come to us and tell us, and then we can either approach the doctor and say, oh, we just go and explain that to them again, or we can find these questions for them, and we look after the parents and the family and the children's welfare, and just make sure that everything is going okay for them within the hospital. And we also attend the multidisciplinary team meetings, and these were massive things in hospital. Since the whole Victoria Climbia thing, we have one of these meetings every week, and the play specialist attends, the psychologist, the social worker, a doctor, a nurse. It's crammed full of every profession in the hospital, and we go through and discuss every child on the ward, any issues they're having, just to make sure nothing's being missed. So that's a massive thing and you have to provide an input within those meetings. And then also my favourite bit is we get to decorate the ward, and it's like virtually our domain, that bit. We can have it whatever way we want. We can get the children involved in it, put everything up. That's up to us. And then we're also with a familiar face, because doctors and nurses, they work on shifts. So they're like 2 days on, 2 days off. But we're there Monday to Friday. So we're the people the children recognise the most, and we're also the nice people within the hospital, because the doctors and nurses are forever poking about, hurting the children as they see it, whereas we're the nice people who provide the place that we're liked, which is also a nice part of my role. Now the course is a level 4 BTEC qualification, which is at the first year of a equivalent to the first year of a university degree. So it is a kind of step down. We are overqualified being what we are, but you need to do the qualification to get this. But there's only 7 places in the whole of the UK where you can do the training. And they're Bolton, which is in Greater Manchester, North Warwickshire, which is probably the best for you lot, Southwark College, which is where I go, which is Waterloo in London, Stanmore, which is North London, and then one in Edinburgh. The East Antrim, or whatever it's called, is in just north of Belfast, and then there's one in Dublin. As I was saying, we are a bit overqualified, and the first unit is very much kind of play and development. So for people who haven't done the early childhood studies course, then that will kind of get you up to speed. People who have, it is a bit dull, but it's just one unit. But one thing you need for the course is 50 hours of experience in a hospital. Now, when I applied for the course, I didn't have that, as been doing university stuff, and you don't want to do work experience as much when you're at uni. So I did that in the August just gone, just the month before I started. So you can fit it in before you start the course. And my course was very accepting to the fact that I hadn't had time to do it, but as long as I promised to do it before I started in September, that was fine. It is a part-time course. It's one day in college and one day in a hospital. Some people on my course have got themselves jobs as play workers in a hospital. So while they're training to become a play specialist, they do the play working. So you kind of get better experience, and that is what you... And you can get jobs through that work, but I just kind of go into a hospital one day a week. And then there's 4 college block weeks, well, 4 block weeks, 2 where you're in college for a whole week, and then 2 where you're in a hospital. And you get yourself a hospital to do throughout your course. You need to do 200 hours. So that's where I go to Great Ormond Street one day a week. And then for a block week, you're in that hospital, going around to all the different departments, all the different wards, just seeing general hospital life. And then you go to an alternative hospital, because each hospital is completely different in the way they run, the amount of play specialists they employ. It's completely down to the particular NHS. So it's nice to see how it's different. And to do the course, it is £850. But, I mean, I think that's well worth it. I love the course. And there's 6 units which you do. There's the theory and practice of development and play. Then there's the professional practice of hospital play specialists. And that you do... It's a continual project throughout your year. So while you're in the hospital, you do anything that's major happens, any procedure you watch, any distraction you do, you note down, and you just build up a portfolio throughout the year. And then there's just your specialised play in hospital and the community, supporting specific needs through play, organisation and management of play services, and then the hospital play project, which is where you choose your own topic, a topic of interest, and you write and you research about it. So it's a bit like a dissertation, but not half as much required within that. Each unit is assessed with an assignment, and it's merited on pass, merit and distinction, and there's no exams, which is my favourite part of it. After doing exams for the last 7 years of my life, a year without exams is very much what I'm looking forward to. But, I mean, I love the role of a hospital play specialist, I was saying to people when I was chatting to them before, it's never boring. Every day there's like new children about, and there's a massive age range. Like one minute you can be with the babies and with toddlers, and then you're chatting to a 16-year-old about who's hot and who's not in heat. It's like, so you've got such a broad range of children. If you don't want to specialise in a certain kind of, or in the early years or in primary years, and if you want a kind of continual turnover of children, you're forever meeting new families with new stories and new situations. So I've not been bored yet, and I can see that it will continue. But I'm doing this course and this job as a stepping stone to become a play therapist. That's why I got into hospital play specialty, because I didn't have the relevant life experience that I needed to become a play therapist. So I thought, what better way to gain that experience and to be a hospital play specialist where I am going to see some grim things, some not very nice things, but also some positive things and play throughout my day while doing it. So no, that's the role of a hospital play specialist.